Hey, everybody, this is Nancy, and you're listening to the Second Emulation Podcast, the show about geek culture from the perspective of a geek who consumes all sorts of media as a fan and loves to talk about it. Topics will range from films, TV, anime, video games, and his own experiences.
Hi, I'm Sean, and I'd like to welcome you back to the podcast. Today's episode is going to be about recent changes that were made to the podcast and the future changes and growth. One of those changes is going to be the podcast artwork. For those who have been keeping up with the podcast have noticed that the artwork has changed. And the reason for this is that when I first started out the podcast, in order to upload a podcast to a podcast host, you required an artwork. And at the time, I didn't have any artwork on hand. So I had to essentially rush to put something together. And that was essentially the artwork for the podcast until recently. Now, the reason for the change is that I wanted something more streamlined and like professional. And so through Buzzsprout, they have a resource called Canva, which allows you to create podcast artwork based on templates and other resources. And so I decided to try my hand on it, and this is the end result. Now, not to say that this is going to be a permanent artwork for the podcast, but it is a bookmark. Now, again, as the podcast grows, I might add more to the current artwork to make it stand out a little bit more, but this was the reason for the change, and the current artwork right now is a bookmark for that. So for those who were wondering, this is the reason. Now, going on to the next topic, which is going to be content and podcast structure. So when I first started this podcast, I was just all over the board. I didn't have a game plan in mind. I just wanted to talk and provide like an audio blog. Of the course of the podcast, that could be evident from my first episode to now. Still trying to like navigate the waters of podcasting and trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. And I've noticed I've had some huge growth in that department. And so with that, I've been reviewing past episodes, going through stats, and just seeing what the audience likes and doesn't like, and then going to guide me in the type of content that I'm going to be creating. Now, what does that mean? So the podcast itself is going to be a geek-centric podcast. It is going to focus more on TV and film and anime, video games and lifestyle, but the structure of those are going to be very different. Now, in regards to the TV and films and anime, TV and anime are going to be solo. I will not have a co-host, and how those episodes will be structured and how the content will be produced is that instead of doing a episode by episode, they will just be about the series as a whole. So I will be watching the whole series and then doing an episode once that series is done or anime is done. Film will be very different. I will have a co-host for certain films, which are not current films, and those will be on films that me and my co-host have decided to talk about. For those who have listened to those episodes, the ones we have been talking about have been the Lindsay Lohan films. We are now finishing those up, and we have decided we'll be getting ready to do our next selection of films that we'll be doing. Now, I can't give too much detail as to what those movies are, but I feel like everyone's going to be in for a treat because those episodes I do with a co-host will be very different. The structure will be very different. We're going to be looking into maybe having our own rating system, reading ratings that the other people have given the films. So I'm very excited to be diving into that aspect. And just having a structure. Now, other films, like current films that come out in theaters, those will be solo episodes that I will do. Unless I feel like it might be best to have a co-host, those will be. And with that, they won't be as frequent because I am just one person. So I do have to go out and actually pay to watch these movies, and it just depends on the time. So I'm going to be more selective about upcoming films that come out just because I am a solo podcaster and I have to do everything myself. So I want to be able to not burn myself out. So upcoming films will be selective. Same with TV/series. Anything like series, I'm going to be more selective about. And that is in regards to all streaming platforms. So Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, even Comcast, my cable company. I'm going to be more selective. That doesn't mean that the content's going to slow down. Just means that going forward, instead of trying to burn myself out and try to keep up with other podcasts, I'm going to just be more selective in the content I'm doing in regards to the TV, film, and anime. Now, my other topic is going to be video games. Now, I've noticed that when I've talked about video games, there hasn't been many stats about that. And video games isn't really a content bringer. So the topic in regards to video games is going to change. Instead of me trying to talk about the current games that are coming out, I'm going to talk about what I'm currently playing and what I pre-ordered or recently purchased and what console. Now, the reason for this is that games that are coming out don't bring a draw. And so I do still want to talk about video games, but it's going to be on a minor level on the podcast, as opposed to trying to be like this eccentric, we're a video game and we are all video games. We're all knee deep in video games, which is true. I'm a gamer. But again, I have to be more selective about the content that I'm bringing. And the next topic is going to be lifestyle. Just general lifestyle things or hobbies I feel like I want to talk about that those who might be interested in, I'm going to talk about. That could be traveling, food, skills that I'm picking up, just in general. And those will just be like the fillers. They'll be sprinkled in here or there. Now, as I mentioned, the structure of the podcast is also going to change. And that is true. So over the course of creating this podcast, I didn't really have a game plan. It was just mainly flip the recorder on and record, and then just pray for forgiveness later. And I've noticed that from my first episode to now, people have liked it, people have not, and instead of just me rambling on, I figured to maybe just write a script. So going forward, podcast episodes are going to have a little bit more structure and from a beginning to an end. And I feel like this is going to help prevent me from rambling on by myself and with a co-host. As much as I like to ramble and talk, it's going to help me stay focused and streamline the episodes more. I understand that not everyone wants a podcast to be scripted. Kind of thing, I'm not writing a word-by-word script. It's essentially a guideline to help me streamline through topics. So I'll still be talking, and me and my co-host will be talking, but this is going to help guide the conversation so we don't just ramble on and it ends up forcing me to do more audio editing of the episode than there needs to be. Now, also, this leads into the structuring. My goal is to have content be put out on a week-to-week basis. In order for me to do that, I'm going to have a strict day of just recording content. And that's essentially what's going to happen is that there'll be a specific day of the week where me and my co-hosts are recording episodes. And the goal is to at least have three or more recorded episodes, then have a day of just editing them, and then have them in the queue, ready to be released for the final product. So that is the goal. Hopefully I like to stick with it, but again, I'm just one person, so things can change, and I want people to understand if there's not an episode that's out, doesn't mean I haven't recorded anything. It just means that either it took long to do the editing and get everything set up that need to be, or I'll follow up with an update just saying, hey, yeah, there won't be an episode due to X, Y, and Z. But I just want those to know that I am trying to ring it in and be more consistent and streamlined with these episodes. The next topic is going to be social media. So when I first started the podcast, I did not have a social media for the podcast at all. It wasn't until recently that I created several social media accounts. So I created a Twitter account and an Instagram account for the Second Emulation podcast. And we also have a Letterboxd account. The Twitter and Instagram were created to interact with different communities and audience of the podcast, and also promote the podcast and maybe pull up polls of shows that or movies that you'd like me to watch or my co-host to watch. I've also went ahead and created a Letterboxd account. A Letterboxd account is a website and app for movie lovers, which this is where myself and my co-host will be creating our curated list of movies that we will be watching together and talking about. This is also where I'll end up putting up a list of just solo movies or movies I'll be doing by myself and talking about. So it's a good resource to have. You'll be able to view our list of movies that we're doing or I'm doing, and you can follow and watch along. And it also allows for us to do ratings. So we will be able to give our own ratings and reviews of those films, and actually read other audiences' ratings and reviews of the movie and films. And what I like about it is that the film, Letterboxd, isn't just limited to just movies in theaters. So they do cover films that may show up on Disney Plus or Netflix. Another resource or website or social media I'm using is the Movie Database, which is not limited to just movie and films. They cover everything. So from anime to movies to TV shows, they cover the gamut. And this, I'll also have a list on of what I'm currently watching. I'll create a watch list of anime as well. So that people can follow. These are, the last two are not, I guess you can say they're social media accounts, but these are going to be resources that will allow me to curate lists, and those who want to follow and see what we're doing, we'll have them posted a link to our social media account on Twitter and Instagram. The social media accounts will help me engage with different communities, as I mentioned. And the last two are more so just a way to keep track of movies and shows that I've watched, of just having it on piece of paper. So it's the reason why I went about creating Letterboxd and the Movie Database, because there is a lot of content and shows out there, and it's hard to keep track of it just the old-fashioned way. And with the Instagram and Twitter, it allows me to promote the podcast and engage with different members in the geek community. So that kind of just wraps up everything I wanted to talk about today in this episode. Now, in the future, there will be more episodes like these that are podcast updates, and those are going to be titled Waypoint.
That does it for today, as there was a lot of information I went over for the future and growth of the podcast, but all good. I wanted to thank you for listening to the episode, and I will see you in the next episode.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with Second Emulation and get all the behind-the-scenes content, you can follow the podcast on Twitter @Second Emulation.